Ongoing efforts to monitor Matanuska Valley water systems are being manned by volunteers who brave foul weather and mosquitoes to collect accurate data to help fight water pollution. A few years ago, many Wasilla residents noticed white foam on Cottonwood Creek, a stream that meanders through urban congestion. Their observations spurred an intensive quality assessment program aimed at finding the source of the foam. APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Back up here and we'll head on out if you'll untie us here, dog.
Pat Sweeney and his wife Marie are off on a jaunt on their small but sturdy pleasure craft, but this is no pleasure cruise. They drop anchor in the middle of Seymour Lake near Wasilla and continue working as a light drizzle begins to fall on the slight bit of canvas covering the deck.
0.158.
Mm-hmm. Dissolved oxygen has dropped way off now, so low it's 5.25.
Five.
And 8.12.
The two are part of a group of volunteers who collect lake water samples to help provide accurate data to assist the Matanuska Valley Lake Management Program. Kathy Eagle, who coordinates sampling volunteers for the Matanuska Sioux Sitna Borough, and I are along for the ride as the Sweeney's boat bobs at anchor.
0.148.
This program kind of grew out of the fact that the borough population is growing so much. People started getting concerned that with the development around the lake water quality would be diminished.
Volunteers collect data on water pH, clarity, temperature, electrical conductivity, and of course they take actual samples from a device called a...
the Van Doren water sampler.
It's lowered into the water, then hoisted back on board, where its contents are poured into holding jars. The monthly water samples are analyzed for bacteria. It's part of a State Department of Environmental Conservation plan to ensure that Alaska water bodies meet Environmental Protection Agency pollution standards. DEC's Laura Eldred says the program has two missions.
If those waters are meeting state water quality standards, and if they're not, so meaning that they are polluted in some way, then we have to figure out how to fix it.
Eldred says 13-mile-long Cottonwood Creek, which rises from a mountain spring and empties into Knik Arm, provides a good example of water quality investigation.
Cottonwood Creek is a really interesting stream that it's a neat system, kind of different for this area. It's a spring-fed system, and then it runs through a series of several lakes in its 13-mile run down to Knik Arm.
Cottonwood Creek also runs through some of the most heavily developed acreage in the valley.
Starting in the late 90s, there were different volunteer water quality monitoring groups that started collecting some water quality data on Cottonwood Creek. And about the same time, the state DEC, we started receiving increased amount of citizen concerns or complaints about the water quality of Cottonwood Creek, especially with increasing development happening in the area.
In 2002, the creek was listed as impaired under the Federal Clean Water Act. The action prioritized the creek for intensive water quality testing, which took place from 2004 through 2007. Complainants had pointed the finger at rampant mall development along the creek, but tests indicated something else.
What we're seeing is that foam is naturally occurring, but we think that human changes to the system may be changing the amount and timing of the foam. But it's through those studies of the foam that we started having questions about the temperature of Cottonwood Creek.
At first, Cottonwood Creek appeared to be warming.
The amount of temperature in a creek is really important, and Cottonwood Creek does have salmon that still run in it, so the temperature can create like a thermal barrier where they can't migrate through that because it's too warm, and it can also affect the amount of dissolved oxygen that's available for the fish to use in breathing.
Researchers followed the stream of water as it ran into and out of lakes on its way to Knik Arm.
And so through our sampling, what we really found, though, is that the increased temperatures tend to be below the different lakes in the system.
The warmth was actually coming from the lake water. When the stream crossed paths with the lake, its water temperature increased. Eldred says the stream's temperature normalized as it traveled away from the lake.
And the lakes have large surface areas that are open directly to the sun. This water warms up, And then downstream, the water tends to cool the further it gets away from the lake. And so what we're finding is that if we're taking our temperature samples near the outlet of the lake, the water temperatures are higher. The further away we get from the lake, they're cooling off.
Eldred says warm air temperatures affect the lakes, and that temperature increase is passed on to the streams that feed them. She says Cottonwood Creek is among several being monitored by DEC in the valley. One way to help ensure water temperatures friendly to salmon is to keep lawn fertilizers and junk out of valley water systems.
You know, we see a lot of trash, we see a lot of vehicles, we see, you know, fluids being dumped in there, but we're still seeing things like that today.
She says buffer zones along creek sides allow vegetation to shade fish and keep waters cooler. A final report on the status of Cottonwood Creek is due out the end of this month. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.